AI4LTI K4OIM. I don't know why that wouldn't have been possible. It could have been like the old crystal radios. I'll never forget when my cousin came over to the house back in the late 50s or early 60s. He had this little radio shaped like a rocket and no batteries or no nothing. And he could just connect this alligator clip that came out of it, any kind of metal that was ground, and pick up regular broadcast stations. So why couldn't you have had one that would tune short wave? I can see where it was entirely possible to have a receiver built into a hat. And that what was geranium diode in it. K4OIM, for anybody else want to make comment on that?
For OIM, KI4LTI, KO4NUE. So I'm looking at exactly what he's looking at. And it's a woman with a red dress. She's dressed very smartly. She has a staff in her right hand, which I am assuming is some type of antenna, but it looks like a walking stick. I think the only giveaway that it's a little bit more than a walking stick is the shadow. If you look, Andy, you'll see a shadow under her feet. And that shadow is unproportional from the staff, which I'm assuming that that's an antenna. And she's wearing a hat with earphones, and there's sparks, lightning bolts that are flying out of her hat. So this advertisement is meant to depict from 1921 the new apparatuses provided by some of the radio manufacturers that are now being offered by various electrical manufacturers. So in other words, it's an advertisement. It's kind of a cartoon, I guess, Andy. And it is meant to, when I look at it, the first thing that strikes me is, well, what's this all about? She's got sparks flying out of her head. She's got headphones on, and she's holding this funny-looking stick. Well, that's going to pique my interest. And I'm going to go straight to that page to see what this article is about. Well, when you get there, it's kind of a gimmick. When you get there, it's an explanation of the technology of that time. In other words, hey, this is what radio equipment has come to, and here are the manufacturers that sell this great radio stuff. So there's another description in the blank in the thing that in the description of the article that says brew your own. And it's about building things yourself or putting things together to make a radio. But it's basically the way I see it, Andy, is what's the term? Eye candy. It's eye candy. It's an advertisement that will pique your interest to go to that page and read the article so that they can advertise the manufacturers that are making this wonderful new radio equipment in 1921. That's the way I interpret the picture. KO4NUE.
What about it, Larry? KI4LCI.
KPQ. Well, this is the cover of QST from 1921. And in 1921, there weren't any radios available at the time. There weren't any speakers. Everything that one heard through headphones. And it was very much like a crystal set, a germanium diode, like Walt was saying. And this is cover art, with the emphasis on the word art. So, Chad, you had it right. This is a bit of a bit of a push on the technology of 1921. And so it's exaggerated a bit. The lightning coming out of her earphones is made up. It's an exaggeration. And it's made you to, oh, it's made you, if you saw this on the newsstand, and I don't know if they sold it on the newsstand at the time, but they may have, it would want you to open it up and look to see what's inside, perhaps spend the 20-cent cover price to take it home. Every artist will use that, what's called artistic license, and exaggerate a little bit. I'm an artist myself, so I take license with what I see in the real world and what I paint. It's not exactly the same thing. I move things around, I rearrange, I omit things, I put things in that just aren't there. And lightning bolts coming out of her head. You're sharp, Andy. You sure picked up on that. But there's an explanation for it. I think you put all this together, what we said. Does it make more sense to you, Andy? KK4JBQ.
Well, see, I remember reading somewhere in a magazine or some amateur radio magazine or something by Al Harvey or somewhere about a radio hat being on a mobile HF antenna as well in some form or fashion.
4JBQ, well, that might be true, but remember, this is 1921, and it's probably intended for the larger audience, for the general public, to get interested and open the magazine. Today, this magazine is circulated only to members of the ARLL. In that day, it may have been available on the newsstands. I don't know. I wasn't around in 21. KK4JBQ.
Well, none of us was, but I saw this, and I don't want, like I said, I saw it somewhere in a, where they sell our gear at, in a magazine or something. Somewhere where you put some kind of hat on a mobile HF. Of course, it wasn't back then, but here, say the recent, I guess, well, since I've had my license, anyway, 10 or 15 years, somewhere where they put some kind of hat on a mobile type HF antenna to take and make it work better. I thought about that, then I see this, and somehow that was a takeoff for this in some form or fashion. I don't know. I was just hoping I could get an explanation to how both ties in. I know this here from 21 that looks like a joke. KI4LCI.
If I heard you correctly, you suggested an antenna and a hat. The only way I can put those two things together is that there are some antennas that have what's called a capacity hat. And these are smaller wires which come out usually near the top of the antenna. And it adds capacitance to the mix. And that reduces capacitive reactance and increases the efficiency of the antenna, a capacity hat. That's the only way I can relate an antenna and a hat together. The hat that this look back to 1921 is referring to is the hat on her head and the earphones that must be very close. While you cannot see earphones on the lady's head, they're under the hat, and so it's a very different thing. Anyway, that's my attempt to explain antennas and hats. KK4JBQ.
What it is, Larry, that capacitive hat, I don't know. Maybe some of the magazines I got here back in from 06 till they quit printing them and went all internet with them, but I did see something about that. But that very well might be it, the capacitive hat that's coming across. But I mean, that's as far as this here goes, though, you know, it looks weird and odd. And yeah, I picked up on it. KI4LZI. Whoever gets it now.
KI4LZI, KO4NUE. Change gears on you here for a minute. I got a question for you. So, have you seen any mountain lions while you have been up there on that mountain?
LZI, we had a bear come through the yard here this afternoon, just waiting for what'll be happening here the last week of the month when the bear, they go to hunting bear.
Mountain lions. I'm wondering if you have ever seen a mountain lion on your property or on that mountain.
Cats has been spotted. As far as actual mountain lion, I'm not going to say they're not around here, but I myself haven't seen it.
With anybody that has seen one up there? LZI, KO4NUE.
KI4LZI, getting word from the rest of the family. There was a small, not a big line, but a small line. I was just informed by some of the other people in my family here that was seen up the hill from here, laying down inside of a boat one time.
All right, well, I think I may have a mountain lion up at the property. I was talking about it on the radio last night with Gary, and I just was trying to find any information out if anybody's seen any up there, because me and Anna had a situation happen up there not too long ago where we were bedded down for the night in the cabin, and there was something off down at the creek that sounded just like a young child or a woman, a young lady screaming or hollering. And one of the guys on the net last night said it was mountain lion. They make those sounds like that. But it was very unnerving, and I was very uncomfortable. And I normally don't let things like that spook me too bad. But it went on for, I don't know, 10 minutes maybe a little longer. But it was enough for me to shut the windows and go shut the main door on the cabin, because like I said, it was just, it was very unnerving. And I think with my situation up there, the bear is troublesome enough to deal with. Just just wanted to know if anybody had seen one, and if I need to kind of watch my back. I just trying to find any information out. So now I know.
KI4LZI. Well, keep an eye out for black panthers, and of course I think you already know about the wild hogs already. Let's see. Walt, well, he knows about the coyotes. You still there, Walt? Make a comment.
When he said it sounded like a woman screaming or a small child, I was raised up on Glassy Mountain up there at Turner Spring. And I'm like Chad, that sent chills up my spine. But that sounds more like a black panther than Chad. KO4UE, K4OIM.
Got cameras on the place, and I've been monitoring with the cameras for, I don't know, 3-4 years now, and felt like I pretty much had a handle on what was moving in and off of the property. So I pulled the cameras in and don't have them deployed now. But maybe I need to put them back out and see kind of what's going on. I got one camera that's watching some feed corn to see what's coming in and out, and no mountain lions or panthers. I do have a pair of bobcats, a pair of foxes, but one of the images I got was a total stranger on the property. And the way the camera image shows, he sees the corn plot, or the corn that I've put out, and when the camera took an image of him, he's looking directly at the camera. It looks like he's looking at the camera. Which begs the question, if he saw the camera, why didn't he take it? But I've got no trespassing signs up there that's got a little note on it that says this property is no trespassing. This property is, I forget the wording, but it basically is being watched with cellularly activated game camera, which means you take the camera if you want. It's taking an image and sent it to my phone. Now, that could have deterred him from taking the camera, or he just didn't see it, one of the two, but I've pretty much found out who it is, and I'm at a dilemma now, because knowing who it is, yeah, it may be more trouble for me to go to the sheriff's department and file a no trespass order than it's worth, because he's had some issues with the law and with some criminal violence, and I'm just been thinking, you know, if I get the sheriff involved, if there's going to be some type of retaliation or not or something. I don't know. I haven't thought that out yet. But I've told, since I found out, I've told my daughter that I think hunting's going to be coming to an end up there till I can get this under control, because speculating on what somebody is and knowing what they are, that's two different things. And listening to what Larry had to say about it last week, I think I made the right decision, but I don't know exactly how I'm going to handle that as of yet. But It's very frustrating. KO4NUE, somebody pick it up.
Don't see I. 1 year up here. Like I say, the peak's the last week here, October 1st, week in November, but there's been times, and I'm not sure what all they've been hunting in these other times. I've heard them up here on the marine frequencies between Christmas and New Year's up here hunting something. And I've heard them also when we go back to change time again, back to off-standard time, back to daylight time during that period of time. And what they was hunting then, I have no clue of an idea. KI4LZI.
Have no idea, Andy. I don't. But I just gonna see in and ask about the mountain lion and see if you know. He knew what you know. If anybody'd know, you'd know. And I didn't know, Walt. I didn't know you was born up on Glassy. I didn't know that. But I'll keep my eyes out. And I'm not sure there's much I can do about it. But anyway, this is KO4NUE, and I'm going to say 7-3, gentlemen. I have really, really enjoyed the conversation, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I don't get often opportunity that often to have just good conversation, and that's very healing. So just want to say, hey, I appreciate you guys. KO4NUE, and I'm going to say 7-3, so we'll be clear on y'all's mind.
All right, that's it. 10. See, we're at 10 and 15, or either at 10. 10, 15, and 20. And then on top of the 40-meter stick, it's got three flat stainless steel radials about 10 inches long. They're capacitive tabs. I've had this thing about a year. Even ordered the ground plane kit. I think I paid about $50 for that little aluminum base plate. It's got connection to hook 32 to 64 ground radials on it. And I've never got that far with the doggone thing. But yeah, that hat that lady had on was like a capacitance hat to kind of elevate the impedance and everything on the antenna. Anybody else want to pick it up? K4OIM, go for it.
KO4NUE, I think I might have doubled with you, Walt. Let me make sure I got it. Saying with Andy, thanks for the info and enjoyed looking at the picture, and I really enjoyed the conversation, but I'm going to say 7-3, gentlemen, and I got a busy day tomorrow, so I'm going to get some rest. It's always enjoyable to have a leisurely conversation with men of character. That's hard to find these days, and y'all are truly appreciated here in Campobello. So it's KO4NUE, and I'll say 7-3, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. I enjoyed it.
KO4NUE. I don't know what we're going to do on the roundtable without you asking questions. Really appreciate you sticking around, Chad, and upgrading and moving on the way you have done. And Larry, KK4JBQ, thank you for sticking around at night and helping educate some of the newcomers. And Andy, KI4LZI, thank you. Always good to have some of us old-timers in here. I'm I know I've been licensed longer than you, but you might have been listening before I. Well, I was listening since I was about 14 years old. I always tried to have some kind of receiver. But thank you, Andy. You've got a lot of input in here. Thank you so much. And I don't know if W4DJW, Dave is still in here or not, but Dave's usually in here to help with the internet questions and all. I wish he's in here tonight to help me figure out what happened to my desktop. All of a sudden, I lost internet connection. At first, it lost Echo Link, and then it totally lost the internet connection. And but I thank all of you for sticking around. This is K4OIM. I'm going to do live chat. I'm fixing to go to bed. 7-3, as far as I know, I don't have anybody in here, but Chad, Larry, and Andy, thank you. Really appreciate it. Love you, brothers. 7-3s, and good night.
LGI. I had the feeling these hat business somehow were tied together in some form or fashion. I'm glad to hear you say that while go walk about that, because the only other place I had heard thing like it was something about a HF mobile antenna, so glad to hear that. Larry, if you're still here, go ahead, KI4LCI.
JBQ. Well, thank you, Andy. I'm going to make like everybody else. I have some stuff going on in the morning, so I have to get myself to bed. Everyone have a good night's rest. It's been enjoyable. And we'll do it again as soon as we can. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
It's all at a later time, KI4LCI.
Good night, Larry. God bless.